Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga. And pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like. 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on July 31st, 2015. We continue our exploration of the use of the pelvic floor in standing poses today. For this class, you will need a chair and your yoga mat. Alrighty, let's go ahead and close our eyes here, and you can just wiggle back and forth on your sit bones a couple of times. Good, and letting yourself find your breath. If you need to take a couple of breaths in and out through your mouth, you can. You can breathe in and out through your nose. And let's focus a little bit on that space between the shoulders and the ears. So just noticing what it feels like right now. And on your inhales, inviting the neck to grow a little bit longer. And on your exhales, inviting the shoulders to melt down. And you'll notice when you breathe that the shoulders naturally lift a little bit with the inhale. So don't worry so much about what the shoulder position is when you're inhaling, because it's fine for them to lift. But on your exhale, finding a stretch, just letting it stretch down. And then let's exaggerate that a little bit. So you can keep your eyes closed, but on your inhale, let the inhale float the shoulders up a little. So that on your exhale, you can feel the back muscles draw the shoulder blades down, and the pec muscles as well help to draw the front of the collarbones and arm bones down. Just do that a couple of times with the breath. Go ahead and open your eyes for a moment, and if you need to adjust your legs, you can. We're going to work a little bit more with the breath. So this week, for those of you guys who have been in class for the other sessions this week, we've been working on activating the pelvic floor. So for those of you who have been in class when I've talked about this, either on Wednesday or Monday, have you felt like you've been able to figure out what to do a little bit? Yeah. So when we breathe, the diaphragm pulls down, yes, and that also happens with the pelvic floor. So there's this drawing down action that happens. So we're just going to continue to practice this today. And if you haven't done it at all before, it's a very subtle sensation of kind of expansion downward. And then when you breathe out, it'll feel like a subtle pulling up feeling. Okay. So this is why I like to kind of use my hands to demonstrate it, because really with the diaphragm, when it sits up like this, and then it pulls down to let the breath in. And that's the motion that it does. So it's the same, it's going to be the same thing on the pelvic floor. It just kind of sits in a neutral position in between the breath. And on your inhale, it expands a little bit. And then on the exhale, it comes up and in a little bit. So the reason I want you to start to get aware of this, not only because it's really beneficial for just your urogenital system, but also because in a lot of stretches, if you engage your pelvic floor on the exhale, you'll get a more even stretch through the body. And so the stretch will not feel like in a forward fold, for example. It won't feel like it's all stretching in the legs or it's all stretching in the back for you. It'll be more even from this drawing up sensation. And I don't even know exactly why it is that it does that, but it's just this really interesting thing that if you're trying to find extension in your spine and you're trying to fold forward, that if you draw up and in to help in that motion, that you'll get a much more even stretch through the body. So it's kind of like the whole body starts to integrate from that pelvic floor center, okay? So you can just close your eyes and inhale. And on your exhale, you're just going to kind of notice first that the pelvic floor lifts. And then once you feel like you've noticed it a couple of times, and it's very subtle, so you have to have a very detailed focus on that part of your body, that you can start to exaggerate the action and draw it up. So just go ahead and work on that on your own. Try one last time. You can gently open your eyes. Okay, so now we're going to integrate the shoulders that we worked on with that action of the pelvic floor drawing up. So what that means is that now not only does the pelvic floor draw up when you exhale, but the shoulders draw down when you exhale. So there's actually a compression action into the body. So on the inhalation, the shoulders float up and the pelvic floor extends down, just like the diaphragm extends down. On your exhale, the shoulders draw down and the pelvic floor draws up. Okay. So now you get to see if you can focus on two of them happening at the same time. So if you need to adjust where your legs, I see some of you did that, that's great. And then you can close your eyes. And if you really want to exaggerate it, you can, excuse me, you can have the shoulders really up so that you feel, exhale, the shoulders push down. And then, oh, everything pulls up on the inside. Yeah? So go ahead and try that a couple of times. And then go ahead and take three breaths where you're not trying to do anything. go ahead and move on to the hands and knees. We're going to do some cat-cow poses, child's pose, and then we'll work with our chair a little bit. So you can start out. We're going to do our cat-cow poses for 30 seconds. So when you're ready, I'm just going to time us. So you can start when you're ready, and I'll let you know when 30 seconds are up. You can be activating through your pelvic floor as you do your exhales in this motion. You have 10 seconds left to go. You can go as fast or as slow as you need to. Four, five, four, three, two, and one. Bring yourself into a neutral spine, and you can adjust your hands if you need to. And I just want you to hold neutral spine. So in neutral spine, the lower part of the front of the belly should feel like it pulls in ever so slightly. You should feel like the sit bones are extending backwards and the crown of head is extending forward. So just take a moment to integrate that feeling. And when we start to work on standing halfway lifts and forward folds, I want you to make sure that you can notice the sensation in your back and in your spine. So just taking another breath in to kind of memorize the feeling of a neutral spine for yourself. And then exhale, let yourself come back into child's pose. So letting your hips come back over your heels as much as it feels comfortable for you. And if you need any support, if you need to put a blanket in between your thighs and your calves, you can. A couple days ago, I had the question about child's pose and how to make child's pose a little bit more active. So let's go ahead and take a moment and make our child's pose active. So you're going to start to extend your arms as far forward as you can. Your forehead stays on the ground. And you can do each arm one at a time, or you can try to, you know, walk your fingers a little bit forward until you start to feel a traction stretch through your spine. Okay. Now sometimes this traction stretch will feel like it's all in the arms, and we want it to feel more like it's coming from the middle of the back. So to do that, if you lift your head for a moment and then wrap your upper arm bones around, and if you need to look forward for a moment to see the action that I'm doing, I want to think of the outer part of the shoulder and the outside of the arm bone wrapping around. And so you can also do that by thinking of the elbow trying to point up. So once you get that little wrapping around sensation, it integrates the shoulders a little bit better. And then if you reach your fingertips a little bit further forward, you should start to feel the stretch come out of the middle of the back of your heart space. Good. And then the last action to make child's pose a really big traction stretch for you is to think of taking your sit bones back towards the back wall and then slightly down towards your heels. And it's a subtle action. You might just feel a millimeter of change. And then let yourself breathe. Working on child's pose in this way is very healthy for opening up any tension around the thoracic spine and the upper shoulders if you ever hold tension kind of in the rhomboid areas in between the shoulder blades. And then on your next inhale, lift your head and then soften your arms back to a really nice relaxed position and let your head drop down. So since you have worked on that spinal extension and using the traction stretch through the arms and the pelvis, hopefully you should still feel a little bit of that sensation of release in the middle part of your back. And now gently bring yourself up onto your hands and your knees. We're going to come back into a downward dog and then walk all the way to the front of the mat. So setting up your hands so the palms are nice and flat, curling your toes under, push your weight back first, then push up through your legs and let your head drop down. Knees start out really bent. And I want you to focus on the extension through your arms. So you already practiced that extension in child's pose. So you're reaching your sit bones back. Keep reaching and reaching and reaching. Then shake out your head a little bit. Good. Let the head release a little bit more. Find a big breath in and breathe that out. One more inhale. Exhale, and then working your way to the front of your mat. So you can step one leg forward, a big step, or you can do little steps. You decide how you want to bring yourself up to the front. And then once you're up at the front, feet are hip distance apart, and I want you to find your neutral spine. So you practiced it when you were on your hands and knees. So now you can bend your knees as much as you need to. Your hips are in a slightly different position. But see if you can find that neutral spine. Use your hands to support you. What did your low back feel like? The sit bones were reaching back slightly. The low belly was drawing in. The crown of head was reaching a little bit forward. Take a big breath in. And then on your exhale, I want you to think of engaging your pelvic floor. So that little bit of pull inward. And then release yourself all the way down to the floor. Letting your head shake out. Letting your shoulders relax. Allowing yourself to soften. Big breath in. Breathing that out. Let's do a little self-massage of the head now. So taking your hands to the back of your skull, and you want to have your thumbs so that you can feel right where the base of your skull is and where your neck meets your skull. And then do little thumb circles, massaging out the back of your neck. Massaging out where the head meets the skull. As you do that, you should start to feel some changes in your legs. You should start to feel some changes in your low back as you're releasing that away. And then gently release your arms all the way back down to the floor. We're going to come up to a halfway lift and then all the way up to standing. So you can walk your hands up your legs, stretching it out. You can bend your knees if you need to find that low back position. Big breath in. Exhale, bend into your knees a lot now. And then inhale, take the arms all the way up overhead. Big inhale. And exhale, hands into heart center. Release your arms all the way down, and two more times, just sweeping the arms up. Big breath in. Exhale, hands through heart center. One last time. Inhale. And exhale. Let your arms dangle all the way down and close your eyes. Take a moment to wiggle your toes. Wiggle your feet. See how your feet are feeling. Rock to the insides and outsides of the feet. You can rock a little bit forward and back if you need to. Feeling that arch support. So letting the arch engage. If you bring your weight right into the center of your foot, that arch should start to feel a little bit active for you. And then allowing yourself to breathe. This is another wonderful position to work on our breath, on allowing your inhale to expand the diaphragm down, to expand the bottom of the pelvis down, and for your exhale to let the shoulders melt down the back and the drawing up sensation into the body. So just see if you can notice that, or maybe even exaggerate it a little bit if it feels okay. just working on that a couple of times on your own. Very good. And then gently open your eyes, find a soft gaze where you're not looking at anything in particular. And you can start to bring focus back to your eyes. Wiggle out your fingers a little bit. Move your feet a little bit. We're going to start working with our chairs now. So you can go ahead and bring your chair to the front of your mat. And we're going to start it out so that you have the chair off to your left. And you can have the front legs of the chair so that they'll be right next to you off to the left so we can use it to put our hand onto. We're going to work on triangle pose and extended side. And as you're doing this, we want to be working with the pelvic floor. So the great thing about a triangle pose, which we'll be working primarily on, is that if you engage the pelvic floor when you do these actions, you're going to get such a deeper stretch through the body, but in a way that'll be really integrated for you so that you don't strain through the hips. So go ahead and start with your feet as close to touching as you can, maybe inside of balls of feet and heels to touching. And you have your chair so that when you are bending down, you could put your hand onto the chair. So just make sure that's where it is for you, and then wiggle out your shoulders a little bit. And we'll start out with a big breath in, arms up overhead. On your exhale, take your hands to heart center and bend into your knees. Pour your weight into your left foot. Lift your right heel up and just hold here for a moment. On your next exhale, start to slide your leg back as far as you can reach and then take your heel down to the ground. So now we're just going to test to make sure that it's easy for your hand to reach onto the chair. And if it is, then come back up. Working into a little bit of a hip flexor opener to start, take your right hand up towards the ceiling, and then you're going to do a little bit of lean to the left, just a tiny little bit of a lean. Inhale, lift yourself up nice and tall, and then exhale again, little bit of a tiny lean to your left. Good. One more time, come up, draw your belly in, and you can have your left hand on your belly if you're unsure what's going on there. And then same thing again, tiny little bit of a lean. Good. Inhale, bring it all the way back up and take both arms up. And then we're going to go into warrior two. So turn your ribs to the right and then take your arms front and back. Good. Now for almost everybody, I would say we need to have a little bit wider stance if we're going to go into triangle pose. So go ahead and toe heel your right foot back a little bit further. Take a big breath in. And first, we're doing extended side angle so that you can check your hand again. So on your exhale, I want you to start to tip the chest forward, front knee stays bent, and you're taking your hand to your chair just to make sure that you know where it is and it's going to feel okay for you. And if you need to adjust where your chair is right now, here's the time to do so. Then inhale, come back up to your warrior pose. Extend your left leg to straight. With your left leg straight, you want to make sure that the front thigh muscles are really engaged here. So you're going to squeeze them a little bit. And then on your exhale, kick your hips back towards the back of the room. Good. So it should be a tilt in the pelvis. Let me show it from this position as well. So the position through the pelvis when we come into triangle pose is to let the right hip lift and the left hip drop. Okay. Good. Big breath in. Now exhale, draw your pelvic floor up and in. Then start to reach a little bit further forward and take your hand down to the chair. From this position, take your right hand to your hip. See if you can roll your hip open just a little bit. Then take your right hand to your belly. See if you can roll the belly towards the ceiling a little bit. Then take your right hand to your collarbones. See if you can roll your collarbones up towards the ceiling a little bit. And then extend your right arm back up. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. One more breath in. You're going to come out through your extended side angle. So bend into your left knee. And then come into warrior two. Inhale, lift the ribs up. Look forward and down your left arm, past your middle finger. Really nice and strong. Big breath in. On your exhale, we're going to twist to a crescent lunge. So you're going to drop your right arm down. As you drop your right arm down, you're going to let your hip roll forward. And then take your arms straight forward. Hold. So now you're going to let your heel come off. So if you look at my back foot, I roll all the way onto the foot. And if you need the chair there, as you get that position, you can. Reaching your arms straight forward. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. On your exhale, reach forward, come up, and then hands to heart. Wiggle it out. Good. Questions about any of the poses so far? Easy, hard? Hard? Okay. We're going to do the opposite side now, so you can go ahead and move your chair off to the right. I'm giving you a lot of details, but my hope is that in you having all these details today, that even when I'm not guiding it as much and I'm just saying go into triangle pose, the next time you'll be like, ooh, I remember I need to do this and this and this, and then it'll be all good. You're not going to remember everything I'm saying right now? I'm so sad. Okay. All right, so bringing your feet as close to touch as you can. And then taking your arms up overhead, big breath in. Exhale, hands into heart center. Inhale and bend into your knees, bring your weight into your right leg. Then lift your heel, just hold here for a moment so you really feel that right leg being strong. On your next exhale, start to reach your leg back. Reach, 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 reach. Take your heel down to the ground. Good. Hold here for a moment. So now we're more in a warrior one stance. The hips are a little bit more forward. You're going to take your left arm up. Take your right hand to your belly. Tuck your tailbone under. Draw your belly in. On your exhale, a little bit of a lean off to the right. A little side body stretch. Inhale, lift it up. I want you to extend even more. How tall can you get through your arm? And exhale, little tiny bit of a lean. And one more time, inhale, lifting up nice and tall. Keep your front knee bent. Draw the belly in, little tiny bit of a lean to the right. Good, inhale all the way back up. And then we're coming into our warrior two now. So you're rotating the hips open. Then toe heel your left foot back further. So you have a nice wide stance. Good, so now you're just gonna test with an extended side angle. Reaching your rib cage a little bit forward and then placing your hand down. And if you need to move your chair, now you know where it is. You can place it where it needs to be for you. Then come back into your warrior stance. So now that we're here in our warrior stance, you can start to extend your front leg to straight. When you extend it to straight, make sure that the front of the thigh is engaged. And if you're not sure, you can kind of poke at it and be like, hey, wake up, be strong. And then taking your hips back. So as the hips go back, the left hip lifts, the right hip drops. Draw your pelvic floor in. And then reach forward a little bit out of that strength of the pelvis. Take your right hand down. Take your left hand to your hip. Start to spiral your hip open a little bit. Then take your hand to your belly. Spiral your belly open a little bit. Take your hand to your collarbones. Spiral your collarbones open a little bit, and then extend your arm up. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. See if you can try to point your sit bone down that way. Yes. There you go. Very good. You got it. One more breath in. Breathing it out. You're coming out through extended side angle. So just bend into your front knee and then use your left arm to pull your rib cage up and back. Look forward, down your right arm past your middle finger. Super powerful. Big breath in. And now we're going to turn this into our crescent lunge. So you take your left arm down by your hip. As you do that, roll your hip forward, roll onto the ball of the foot, and reach the arm forward. Inhale and exhale. Good, and use the chair if you need it for a moment so you can find your balance. One more breath in. On your exhale, reach your head forward, step it up, and then hands to heart. Woo, good job. Inhale, arms up overhead. Exhale, hands down. Another inhale. And exhale. And one last time, breathe it in. And breathe it out. Good. Let's take the chair in front now. So now we're going to work a little bit on revolving triangle pose. So regular triangle pose, the chest is facing the same direction as the hips, yes? So in revolved triangle pose, you'll have a shorter stance. The hips will be facing down, and then the goal is to try to spiral the rib cage the opposite direction, yes, of where kind of the legs and the hips are opening up to. So take a big breath in. Exhale it out. Inhale, bring the arms all the way up overhead. Exhale, hands through heart center. Fold forward. Once you fold forward, if your head can touch the chair, that's great. If not, don't worry about it. Take your hands to the seat of the chair and find a halfway lift. In your halfway lift, you can have your knees a little bit soft, and you want to be engaging the fronts of your thighs. So if you look down at your knees, there's a motion in the muscle of the quads that will lift your kneecaps. So see if you can relax your knees for a moment. And then engage the front of your thighs. And you should be able to see your kneecaps lift a little bit. Does everyone see it? Is it happening? Go ahead and see if you can relax the front of your thighs. And then see if you can lift your kneecaps a little. Or they might be already engaged and you don't know how to relax them. That's also a possibility. I'm watching some people and I think they might already be engaged. Good. But that lifting of the kneecap is the action that we want to have anytime our leg is straight. So now go ahead and bend your knees and you relax that muscle and then step your right leg back and the leg turns out slightly. Now this is a much shorter stance and you want the stance to be short because you want to have the hips be able to point down. So first just start out by playing around and you can adjust your hands how you need to on your chair on how to get your front legs straight. So you can bend into it. For some of you, this might be really easy. For others, you might really feel a stretch through the outside of your left hip to have the right heel down and to try to straighten the leg. So just a couple of times, seeing what that motion feels like for you. And then go ahead and hold with it as straight as it will go for you. And then think about your spine. So see if you can find a neutral back. What did that mean for you? It was the sit bones reaching back a little bit, the low belly drawing in, the crown of head reaching forward. Take a big inhale and exhalation. Another inhale and exhale. Here's the perfect opportunity to focus on your breath out, drawing your pelvic floor in. One more breath in, letting that go. We're going to take this into a standing split. So bend into your left knee, take your hands to the back of the chair, and then float your right leg up behind you. Good. Breathe in. Breathe it out. One more inhale. You're going to see if you can keep your right leg high and then start to walk your hands down either onto the seat of the chair or you can take your hands all the way down the legs of the chair. See how low you can get your head to go. So you're dropping your head down. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. One more inhale here. And then on your exhale, you're going to lower your right leg so that it crosses behind your left leg. Letting the foot touch to the floor.
Get the foot all the way nice and flat and rock your way into your right leg now. You can take your forearms or your hands to the seat of the chair and lift your left heel. So now all your weight is in your right leg. Your left heel is lifted. Then let your upper body soften. Shake out your head. Wiggle out your shoulders. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. We're going to come out of it the same way that we went into it. So soften your right knee. Place your left foot back on the floor.
You can take your hands to the seat of the chair. And then push into your left leg so strongly that you can float your right leg all the way back up and behind you. Good. Hold for 3, 2, and 1. Release that leg down. Bend into your knees. Come all the way up to standing. Arms up overhead. Big breath in. Exhale. Hands through heart center. Let's do that 2 more times. Big full breath. Exhale. 1 more time. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Before we do the second side, questions about any of the motions that we just did? Easy, hard, challenging? No comments? Okay, so now second side. Arms up overhead. Big breath in. Exhale, hands to heart center, and then find a flat back position. So you're pressing your hips back, and then you can take your hands down to the ground. So finding that flat back, see if you can find neutral spine for you. Reaching your sit bones back, reaching the crown of head forward. Take a big breath in, and then exhale, draw your pelvic floor up and in, and then melt yourself down. Finding a forward fold. Inhale and exhale. On your next inhale, come back up to your flat back position. Look at your knees for a second. See if you can figure out how to engage the fronts of your thighs and then let them release. So when your legs are straight, you want the fronts of the thighs engaged. When your knee is bent, you want it relaxed. So now bend your knees. That's the relaxation. Step your left leg back. Take your heel down to the ground. So now your back leg needs to be strong and straight. Now working on, and you can adjust your hands, straightening out your right leg and squaring your hips. And then bending back into your knee. So just try that a couple of times. Straightening out your leg and trying to draw your right hip back, your left hip forward. Yep, good action. Good. A couple more times. Letting the right hip draw back. Good. And bending it. And one more time, finding it straight and hold it in straight. And now working on the spine. So you can adjust your hands as you need to. Trying to keep your kneecaps lifted here. Take a big breath in. Reach the crown of head forward. Exhale. Draw the pelvic floor up and in. Shoulders draw down the back. Inhale, you find extension. Exhale, you squeeze the power in your body. One more time. Inhale and exhale. Soften your right knee, and then we're going to come up into standing on a balance with the right leg. You can take your hands forward to the back of your chair, lifting through the left leg. Big inhale. And then starting to let the upper body fold down. So you adjust your hands. They can come to the seat of the chair. They can walk all the way down to the legs of the chair. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Now making sure your hands feel somewhere where they are supportive. Slowly start to lower your left leg behind your right. Taking the foot down to the floor, soften your knees, and then start to pour your weight into your left leg, into your left foot. See if you can lift up your right heel. You can take your hands to the chair, your forearms to the chair. Let your head rest down. Big breath in.
Breathing it out. You want to have your left foot all the way nice and flat, so just making sure it's flat. Good. One more inhale. Letting your right hip soften as you exhale, stretching through the outside of the hip. And then inhale, start to lift the head a little bit. Pour your weight into your right leg. Bring your hands to the chair. Float your left leg back behind you. Big breath in. Exhale, releasing it back down so it's just right next to your right leg. You can wiggle out your toes. Bend into your knees. Inhale, arms all the way up overhead. Exhale, hands into heart center. Good. Now we're going to work on the revolving part of the triangle pose. So one more time, arms up. Exhale, hands through heart center and right away, fold down, take your hands to the chair. Inhale, extend the spine nice and long. Bend into your knees, pour your weight into your left leg, step your right leg back. Nice straight leg with your heel down to the ground. So now, straighten out your left leg and take your left hip back. Transfer your right hand so that it's in the center of your chair. And you want to think, if my heart was right here and I had to take my hand underneath my heart and forward a little bit, that's where it would be. So now, see if you can balance by taking your left hand to your heart. So just your weight is in the right hand. Draw your low belly in, draw the pelvic floor in. Extend the spine forward. On your next exhale, start to twist your belly to the left. If that feels okay, you can try to extend the left arm up and behind you. Extend the crown of head forward. Draw the low belly in, draw the pelvic floor in. Find a little bit deeper twist. For 3, 2, and one, unwind and soften into your left knee. Take your hands to the back seat of the chair. Float your leg up, big breath in. And then right away, cross it behind. Melt yourself down. Lift up your left heel. Big inhale. And exhalation. On your next inhale, plant the left foot flat, lift up the right leg, hands to the seat of the chair or the back of the chair, float your leg up, holding for 3, 2, and 1. Release it down, wiggle it out, come into a forward fold, let yourself relax however you need to. Big breath in, breathing it out. Another inhale and exhalation. Final slow deep breath. Let yourself melt a little bit more. Then softening the knees, take your hands to the chair. Bring your weight all the way back into your own legs. Strong spine, belly draws in. Inhale, arms all the way up. Exhale, hands through heart center. Let yourself stand in mountain pose for a moment. Wiggle out your fingers, wiggle out your wrists. Let your eyes close. Just noticing the effects, the things that are shifting in the body. The powerful part about doing different versions of triangle pose is that it's one of the best diagonal fascial line stretches for the body. So any tingling you might be feeling, your body is reorganizing itself. It's reintegrating this new information from these stretches. And slowly open your eyes. Inhale, arms up overhead. Exhale, hands through heart center. Find a flat back. Come forward, hands to the chair. Wiggle out your feet if you need to.
Inhale, crown of head nice and long. Bend into your knees, pour your weight into your right leg, step your left leg back. Working on straightening out that right leg right away, taking your right hip back. Reaching the crown of head forward. Drawing the pelvic floor up and in to support the whole structure. Transition your left hand so that it's in the center of the chair, like it's coming out from your heart. Take your right hand to your heart. Again, extend the crown of head forward, draw the right hip back, and draw the pelvic floor in. Then exhale, start to twist the belly to the right. Let the belly twist as much as it can first, and then maybe extend the right arm up. Good. Keep the pubic bones pulling in, pelvic floor pulling in, keeping the right hip drawing back, extending through the spine, sit bones reaching back for 3, 2, and 1. Slowly unwind your twist, hands back down on either side of the seat of the chair, bend into your knee, float your left leg up. Big breath in. On your exhale, cross behind, sole of the foot to the floor, lift your right heel, and bow yourself down. Let your head relax. Let yourself soften. One more inhale and exhale. Soften your left knee. Bring your right heel back down to the floor. Start to float your left leg back up behind you, nice and strong. And then taking it down. Once it's down, walk your feet out into a nice wide straddle. You can kind of toe-heel them out. And then you get to come into another forward fold. Now, depending on your flexibility, you may not need the chair at all, and you could scooch it away and just take your hands down to the ground. Or you can have your elbows resting on the chair. You can slide the chair a little bit away and have the arms extended. Play around with this pose and see what feels really good for you. If you're feeling comfortable and balanced on your feet, maybe try to transition your hands to your ankles. Beautiful. If you feel that you're okay with that transition, take a big breath in and try to extend the spine a little bit. On your exhale, draw your pelvic floor up and in. And then exhale a little bit deeper and try to bend the elbows slightly and drop your head down more. Good. Inhale, extend your arms to straight once again. Extend through the spine. Draw the pelvic floor up and in. Then exhale, see if you can drop yourself down one more time. Good. One more inhale, see if you can extend your spine. Draw your pelvic floor up and in, and then exhale. See if you can melt a little bit more. Beautiful job. Inhale, lift your head, take your hands down to the floor, and then toe heel your feet in a little bit closer till they're about hip distance apart. Take your hands to the chair. Find a nice stretch, flat back stretch. Big breath in, breathing that out. On your next inhale, soften your knees, lift your head, look forward towards your chair, then start to lift your chest even more so you can take the hands flat to the chair. Step yourself up. Coming all the way up to standing, bend your knees. Inhale, nice and tall. Exhale, hands through heart center. Close your eyes and let your arms melt all the way down. Just standing in mountain pose, letting your body relax. Bring your awareness back to your breath. Final inhale and exhale where you are. Letting that go. Slowly open your eyes. Let your gaze be very soft. And then slowly bring that gaze back into focus. We're going to come to laying on our backs now. If you want to use the chair, you can for your very ending pose, but we're not going to use it anymore for the stretches that I'm going to guide you through. So you can choose where you want to have your chair. If you want to have your feet on it at the end of your practice, you can let it hang out next to you. And then coming all the way down onto your back, taking a moment to let the spine settle. You can start out with your knees bent, soles of the feet on the ground, and your arms out to the sides. Once the spine feels nice and settled into the floor, take a moment to wiggle out your fingers. Wiggle out your wrists. Open and close through the palms. Let the hands release from all the power they had to hold to help support you. Good. And then turn your palms down so that they're right by your pelvis, and then rock your hips to one side and slide your hand underneath your hip. And then do that on the other side, so that the palms are palm down and your hips are resting on top of them. And you can kind of adjust so you get really nice pressure into the hands to release the wrists and the palms. And then do some gentle little rocks of your hips from side to side, releasing through the thumbs, creating a little bit of compression and release to nourish the power that you have in your hands. We're going to keep our hands underneath the hips for bound angle pose. So toe heel your feet to touch, and then let your knees open out wide. Find a big breath in. Let that release. Tighten your low belly, draw the pelvic floor in, and then gently squeeze the knees back to center, placing the soles of the feet on the ground. Toe heel your feet out so that they're hip distance apart, and then start to lift the hips off of the hands and let the hands come to straight by your sides, palms down. You can set the pelvis back down. Working on some bridge poses. So you can take a moment to bring your heels even a little bit closer to your sit bones, as close as they will go for you, comfortably. Find a big breath in. As you breathe in, make sure your neck feels nice and neutral and you can puff up your chest a little bit. Then on your exhalation, press strongly into your feet, tuck your tailbone under and start to lift the hips off the floor. How high you go is up to you. Once you're up, if you'd like to walk your shoulders in a little bit closer to one another, you can, opening up through the chest. You can turn your palms up if you'd like. Take one more inhale where you are, and then slowly melting yourself down. Melt the shoulders apart, melt the spine down one vertebrae at a time. Once you have the spine completely on the ground, let the knees float into the chest. Take your hands to your knees. Give yourself a little squeeze. Find happy baby pose. Soles of the feet towards the ceiling. Knees bent and out wide. Taking the hands on the insides of the knees to hold on to the shins, the ankles, or the feet. And you're trying to have your feet out nice and wide here. And like you could set a book on top of each of your feet. Good. Find some broadness in your low back. If you need to wiggle it out to find that broadness, you can. And then find some broadness in the shoulders. As you find the broadness in the shoulders, you can gently draw your upper arm bones down into the floor, and that'll help deepen the stretch. Take one more inhale. On your exhalation, softly release your hands from your legs. Bring your hands to the outsides of your knees. Help your knees to close. We're going to go back into bridge pose. Releasing your feet down. Arms by your sides. Take an inhale. Make sure the neck is long and neutral. Exhale. Press the pelvis up. Again, you can walk the shoulders in a little bit if that feels good to you. There should be a gentle squeeze between your knees to keep your hips and knees in parallel. Big breath in. And then slowly melting yourself down. Bringing your knees back into your chest. And you can go up into happy baby pose, or you can extend the legs out to straight into a straddle. So you choose either knees bent, soles of the feet flexed, or legs straight, whichever feels better for you in this moment. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. On your exhalation, release your hands from where they're holding and take them to the outsides of your legs. If your legs are straight, bend your knees, bringing yourself back to center, and then preparing for your final bridge pose. This time when you come into bridge pose, if you'd like to interlace your hands underneath your pelvis, you're welcome to do so, or you can do one of the variations we've already done. Take a big inhale, make the neck neutral. Exhale, pressing the pelvis up, maybe walking the shoulders in, maybe interlacing the fingers. You decide how far you want to go, how deep you should go into this pose today. Keeping the front of the neck nice and long, so not letting the chin tuck down. Keep the chin a little bit lifted. Holding for three. Finding your last breath, two, and one. Letting yourself start to melt. If your hands were clasped, letting them release. Rolling yourself all the way down. Good. Bringing the knees into the chest. Give yourself a little rock from side to side. And then going into a spinal twist. Take your arms out to the sides. Lift your hips and move them off to the left a little bit. Squeeze your knees together and then gently let the knees fall off to the right. Once you have the knees falling off to the right, maybe extend your left leg out to straight. If that gets to be too intense through your hip or your back, you can keep the knee bent. If you're wanting to breathe into that deeper stretch, You can also take your right hand to hold on to your left knee, your left calf, your left ankle, or maybe even all the way to your foot. I know some of you can reach it because I saw you do it on Wednesday. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. On your exhale, letting your knee bend. And then push into your right arm strongly. Draw your belly in. Roll yourself back to center. Square off your hips. Do a little rock from side to side. Switching to the second side. Lift your hips and move them off to the right. Low belly draws in. Inner thighs squeeze together. Exhale, let the knees fall off to the left. Then maybe extend your right leg out to straight. Your left hand can hold onto the leg wherever it feels comfortable for you. Find your final breath in this shape. How can you use your exhale to ring out your spine? Open up through your hip. And gently bend your knee. Push energy into your left hand, down into the floor. Rock your knees in towards your chest and bring yourself back to center. Square off your hips. Do a couple more little rocks from side to side. Take the soles of the feet down to the ground. And then coming into broken pigeon pose, right leg up towards the ceiling. Flex your foot, turn out the leg, and set your ankle on top of your knee. From here, letting the whole structure of your legs fall off to the left. So the same way you just twisted. Until the left outer thigh is on the ground and the sole of the right foot is on the ground. Now, depending on where you are tight through your right hip, you may feel a deep stretch with the foot further away from the pelvis, or you may need to reach over with your left hand and draw your right ankle a little bit closer to your hip. So you can play around with that position. To see where it is that you need to have that opening. Let the right side of your belly soften. You can let your head turn to the right as well. Big inhale, breathe it into your belly. Slowly let that release all the air out of the body. Coming out of the pose, have both arms on either side, palms down, squeeze the low belly in, push into your left arm to help rock the spine back to center. Extend your right leg up towards the ceiling. Point your foot, slowly lower it all the way down onto your mat. Really extend through the hip until it gets so strong and straight. Releasing it down, wiggle out your leg. Slide the leg back to meet your left leg. Second side, left leg up. Flex your foot, turn it out. Rest your ankle on top of your knee. Take a moment to just let the knee open a little bit there. Big breath in. On your exhale, dropping the structure of your legs off to the right. Taking the sole of the left foot to the floor. Take your time finding your way into the shape. And then seeing where you can relax. If you're not feeling any stretch, maybe reaching down, grabbing onto your left ankle with your right hand. Pulling your ankle a little bit closer. One last breath. Extend your right arm out to the side, palm is down. Squeeze your low belly in, bringing yourself back to center. Squaring off your pelvis, extend your left leg all the way up, point your foot. And then slowly lower it down. Really reach out. It's like someone's pulling your foot forward as you lower it down. And then wiggle out that leg in the socket. And if there's any last little stretch you need to do, you're welcome to do it now. Otherwise, just extending your other leg to straight. Finding your way into Shavasana. Invite your breath to help your mind scan your body for any areas that are still holding some tension. Take the next minute or so to move anything that you need to move as you're scanning through your body. Have 15 more seconds to get out any of your last little bit of wiggles, and then we're going to take the just 60 seconds, the next minute, to try to not move anything, even if you have the sensation to do so. So here we go. 60 seconds of just existing in your body without trying to change or shift a thing. To witness anything that comes up for you, like it's the wind flowing by. Just notice it and let it go. Seconds of just existing where you are. One more minute of your practice now. You can let your mind wander wherever you would like it to go. You can scan through your body if you need to. Inviting your body to awaken. Inviting your breath to deepen. Inviting your energy to become expansive from your chest, from your belly, out into your arms and your legs. Have a brilliant sun in the center of your belly, and it's radiating its power, its energy, and its light outward in all directions, down into the floor, up towards the ceiling, over the top of your head, past the bottoms of your feet, and out past your arms. Either side. If you feel ready, you can start to find little motions in your fingers and your toes. Allowing those motions to awaken your wrists and your ankles, your forearms, your calves, up your legs, up to your shoulders. Invite into your body any stretch you need. Deciding in this next moment how you want to seal in your practice, either by laying where you are, by rolling onto your side, by coming up to seated, you decide. so much for joining me on this exploration of our body energy centers, the different ways that we can stretch and expand and use the power of our pelvis. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Namaste.